Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Learning English helps me to speculate about the future.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, it's Josipa here, and I'd like to start by sharing something very personal. Last year was tough. I separated from my partner, and now I'm basically all on my own in this big country, far away from where I was born. I won't lie, I felt really sad quite a lot last year. But now, I am ready to stop feeling sorry for myself. I am ready to explore the adventure of a solo life again. It's like I'm in a big book, and each day is a new page waiting to be written. So here I am, writing my own story one day at a time. And you know what? I'm actually excited about the possibilities that this year might bring, come what may. Have you heard the expression, come what may? We use come what may when we want to say we are ready for whatever happens to us. It's about being strong and positive, even when things are uncertain or tough. It's like saying, I'm ready for anything. So join me in learning new expressions we can use when we need to speculate or make predictions about future. Both speculate and predict mean to guess what will happen in the future. I can hear you asking, how are they different? Well, let me tell you. If you speculate, you are making guesses without evidence or facts. And if you predict something, you can be a little more confident because you have a little more information to help you guess what might happen. Okay, so now let's hear how Alan and Claire speculate and make predictions. I wonder who they are talking about.
Have you talked to Josipa recently? I feel like she isn't interested in falling in love anytime soon.
It's hard to say for sure, but because of what she's been through, I don't think that she'll start a new relationship anytime soon.
Yeah, on the other hand, there's just a chance she might meet someone wonderful out of the blue and her feelings could change. What's your guess?
It's entirely possible that she finds romance when she least expects it. I wouldn't be at all surprised if she's open to the idea of a relationship, if she meets the right person.
Wow, hearing Alan and Claire talk about me is weird, and they do have interesting thoughts on my love life. Anyway, luckily for me, we can now stop talking about me and concentrate on practicing English like there's no tomorrow. We use the expression like there's no tomorrow when we want to do something to the best of our ability or enjoy something fully so that we make the most of the moment. Anyway, Alan said,
I feel like she isn't interested in falling in love anytime soon.
You probably know the word feel. I feel happy, I feel like eating chocolate. But it can also be used when making predictions like Alan did. Or let me give you another example. I could make a prediction by saying that I feel like the new Korean restaurant will become very popular. That's a prediction. Now, let's go back to our dialogue.
It's hard to say for sure, but because of what she's been through, I don't think that she'll start a new relationship anytime soon.
We say the phrase, it's hard to say for sure, when it's difficult for us to give a clear answer. Maybe because we don't have enough information, or because things are just hard to predict. We can use this phrase in its shorter version, so instead of saying, it's hard to say for sure, we can just say, it's hard to say. For example, if I ask you, is it going to rain tomorrow? You might say, it's hard to say. The forecast keeps changing. Alan then said,
On the other hand, there's just a chance she might meet someone wonderful out of the blue and her feelings could change.
Okay, now we need to focus because the next bit can feel a little bit confusing, but it's actually not. Let's try. So, we say something may happen if we think that it is possible, but we are not sure. When we are even less sure, we can say that it might happen. We can also say that something could happen if we think that it is possible, but are not sure if it will. See what I mean? But do you remember which option Alan used? Let's hear him again.
On the other hand, there's just a chance she might meet someone wonderful out of the blue and her feelings could change.
If something happens out of the blue, it means it happened suddenly and unexpectedly, without any warning. We also heard the phrase, on the other hand. This phrase is useful when we want to talk about a different way of thinking or considering things. I mean, there are a lot of other phrases we can use when we want to share a new idea or suggest another way of thinking about things. For example, we can also use the phrase on the flip side to say the same thing. On the other hand, on the flip side. And then also we have the phrase then again. We tend to use these phrases when we are thinking of suggestions that are the opposite of each other. For example, now that you are living in Australia, you might go swimming more often. Then again, you might not. There are many more English words we can use when expressing a different opinion. But to go back to our dialogue, Claire said,
"It's entirely possible that she finds romance when she least expects it. I wouldn't be at all surprised if she just meets the right person and suddenly falls in love."
In this example, Claire used two expressions that can be very useful when we are speculating or making predictions. The first phrase is, "It's entirely possible that," and the second is, "I wouldn't be at all surprised if." We can use the phrase, "It's entirely possible that," when we are speculating that something might happen and that we would not be surprised if it did. So we could say, for example, "The weather forecast for tomorrow is fine, so we can go to the beach. But it's entirely possible that it'll rain and we'll have to stay in." We could also say, "I wouldn't be surprised if it rained." Now, how about we hear the whole dialogue once again and then take a little break from learning.
"Have you talked to Josipa recently? I feel like she isn't interested in falling in love anytime soon."
"It's hard to say for sure, but because of what she's been through, I don't think that she'll start a new relationship anytime soon."
"Yeah. On the other hand, there's just a chance she might meet someone wonderful out of the blue and her feelings could change. What's your guess?"
"It's entirely possible that she finds romance when she least expects it. I wouldn't be at all surprised if she's open to the idea of a relationship, if she meets the right person."
So today I've invited my super busy colleague Peggy Choi from SBS Cantonese. Hi Peggy.
Hi Josipa, how are you?
Good, well thank you so much for being here. I know that you're really busy this time of the year as you're working on a lot of new content for the Lunar New Year, right?
Yes, it's my pleasure to be in your podcast. So the reason of being so busy because the Lunar New Year is just around the corner. So Lunar New Year is a celebration of the arrival of spring and the beginning of a new year.
I really love the festive spirit that Lunar New Year brings. But I wanted to ask you, how come Lunar New Year is celebrated in February? Why in February?
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people might ask the same questions. Because Lunar New Year is calculated according to the lunar calendar. So according to the lunar calendar, the new year, the first day of the year, is actually in the mid of February. For this year of the dragon, it started on the 10th of February.
One of the things you're currently working on has something to do with predictions, right?
Yes, correct. So I'm working on ultimate fortune analysis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for everyone. So we are preparing a podcast that people can learn about their fortune analysis of the Year of the Dragon.
Awesome. And what's the name of the podcast again?
This is exactly the name of the podcast, Your Ultimate Fortune Analysis of the Year of the Wood Dragon. We will talk about the typical characteristics of people with different zodiac signs, and we will also talk about a prediction on career, on health, on romance. So, speaking of which, Josipa, I have actually find that you are actually a goat.
Yes.
Your zodiac sign is a goat.
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay, so do you want to know about your romantic prediction of the year?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, so I have asked the Feng Shui Master for you, you know, and this is a good news for you as well.
It is?
Yes, so looking forward to that. So for single sheep, this year will be a very good year for romance.
Oh, wow. So yeah. Sheep and goat, that's the same thing?
Yeah, people use sheep or goat also representing the same animals of the year or the zodiac sign. And
So it's good news. There's a love on horizon?
Yes, especially for single sheep boys.
But I'm a girl.
But no worries. Like for girls, single sheep girls will find your love as well, but through friends. Why did I mention single sheep boys? Because according to the master, he said there is a star in the astrology of single sheep this year, and the star name is wife star.
Oh, wow.
So he might find his wife this year. But for single sheep girls,
yes,
your romance is also as great. It's just that you have to do that through friends. That means the master would suggest single sheep girls to go meet more people, and you might find your true love among friends or through friends.
Okay, so no dating apps for me, just through friends. I like that, actually.
Yeah, so meet more people. And make more friends is also like a good thing, too.
Absolutely. Peggy, yeah. Thank you so much. This was so fun.
Thank you, Josipa.
Time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to speculate?
To speculate means to make guesses about something even if you don't have all the facts.
What does it mean to make predictions?
If you make predictions, you are guessing what might happen in the future based on the information you have.
Now let's repeat after Alan and Claire phrases we can use when we want to speculate or make predictions.
I feel like...
It's hard to say for sure, but...
On the other hand...
On the flip side...
It's entirely possible that...
I wouldn't be surprised if...
On our website, you can find learning notes and test your understanding and listening skills with our quiz. And if you want to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
You've been listening to an SBS Learn English podcast.